Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey. Today we're going to look at an article about two brothers. Do you have any brothers, Pat?
I have two younger brothers. Ugh, younger brothers are so annoying. They're terrible.
Well,
how about you?
Actually, I am a younger brother.
What?
I have two older brothers, and you know, the thing about older brothers is they think they're so great, because growing up, they're usually bigger, stronger, maybe a little bit smarter. But when you're all grown up, it's not true anymore.
Oh, yeah, because we start to get kind of bigger in a different way.
That's right.
Sad but true. Yes, now, if you have brothers or sisters, I'm sure that you have competitions about things all the time. Who's better at this? Who's the first to do this? Everything like that. Did you get that?
Sure. It could be sports, school, all kinds of games.
Just, games with the family.
And we're going to read about two brothers that have a very special rivalry.
Okay. All right. Let's start the article then.
Reading. The Fabulous Baker Brothers. Brothers like few things more than competing against one another, even after they've grown up. Tom and Henry Herbert, stars of TLC's The Fabulous Baker Brothers, are no exception. Tom runs a bakery that their family opened in Gloucestershire in the 1920s. Henry, the younger brother, is a butcher and chef right next door. Baking is in these boys' blood. When the Herberts kindly put aside their differences, the results are delicious, made-from-scratch dishes. Nearly all of their dishes call for some kind of bread, a task Tom tackles. Henry, whom Tom calls a meathead, provides his expertise with beef, pork, and all kinds of poultry. Of course, they can't stand to cooperate and play nice for too long. The Baker brothers fire up their rivalry with a pie war in each episode. Whoever makes the tastier pie earns a point, and they keep track of their scores over the course of the season. These guys take a lot of pride in their pies. Their creative competition is funny, interesting, and will definitely make you hungry for more.
Okay, so as Jeffrey and I have just been discussing, and as the article begins, it says, brothers like few things more than competing against one another, even after they're grown up. And this is absolutely true.
Yeah.
I still will compete with my younger brothers and beat them.
I like nothing more than beating my brothers in any sort of competition,
You can never beat your older brother. Older ones are the best.
So the article continues, Tom and Henry Herbert, stars of TLC's The Fabulous Baker Brothers, are no exception, okay? They're not different than typical brothers who like to compete about many things.
Exactly. If you are an exception, then that means you are different from the normal rule or the normal state. So if we say these brothers are no exception, then it means they do exactly the same as all other brothers. They fight. They compete.
So, for example, all the months of the year, you know, January, March, April, have the same number of days every year. But there's an exception. Which month is that?
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. February.
That's
February.
Right. When there's a leap year, there's an extra day.
We also saw the word fabulous in the title of the show, The Fabulous Baker Brothers. And fabulous means exceptionally good or superb. So, for example, we could say Tina wore a fabulous dress to the party.
Wow, that's a fabulous example.
Yeah, it's similar to words like amazing, superb, that kind of thing.
Okay, great.
Incredible, yeah.
All right, so what happens next in the article?
It says, Tom runs a bakery that their family opened in Gloucestershire in the 1920s. Okay, and Gloucestershire is a county, an area, over on the west and slightly south side of England.
Okay, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next in the article, it says, Henry,
mm-hmm.
the younger brother, is a butcher and chef right next door.
Ah, okay. They live next to each other as well as kind of work with food.
Yeah, they work on the same street right mm-hmm. next to each other. So
interesting.
If they're having any sort of cooking competition, it's easy just to knock on the next door and show
Bring
off
it
what
on.
You've cooked. Yeah.
Yeah. So a butcher, B-U-T-C-H-E-R, butcher, is a person who sells meat for a living. They often are the people who cut it up as well, sometimes even kill the animals.
Right. If you go by a butcher's shop mm-hmm. on a street in your neighborhood, you'll see very large pieces of meat
yes.
hanging in the shop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got a butcher and a baker, and they are maybe a family sort of food thing going on. As the article says, baking is in these boys' blood. Now, when we say something is in your blood, we mean it's kind of part of your family history.
Right. A lot of people in my family have been teachers.
Okay.
And now I've become a teacher also, so you could say that teaching is in my blood. It's in my family.
Okay. And a lot of my family are good at sports. I'm not. I'm terrible at sports. So maybe even though being good at sports is in my blood, I just haven't got it. I can't do it.
Okay. The article continues. When the Herberts kindly put aside their differences,
mm-hmm.
the results are delicious, made from scratch dishes.
Oh, that does sound tasty.
Sounds good. Now, made from scratch mm-hmm. means something made from just the raw, natural ingredients, not buying a box in the store that you just mix in water and put in the microwave. You take the flour, sugar, eggs, that would make a cookie, I suppose.
Yeah.
But you take all the ingredients and you mix them together yourself. For example, the chef prefers made-from-scratch pasta sauces to those you buy in jars. I do, too. They taste so fresh, much
exactly.
more delicious.
Yeah, I mean, you could just buy one in the jar, and it's tasty, and you just pour it on top of the pasta. But you could get the tomatoes and chop them up, then add some onions, some herbs, some spices, anything you like. And there, you've made a pasta sauce from scratch.
Yeah, let's learn some more about their dishes. The article says nearly all of their dishes call for some kind of bread, a task Tom tackles. Now, call for mm-hmm. means to require or need.
That's right.
So when their dish calls for something that's like a bread, Tom, who's the professional baker, will tackle that task. He'll take care of it.
That's right. So we could also say, if you were reading a recipe, this recipe calls for flour, butter, sugar, and 3 eggs. That, again, sounds like a cookie or a cake.
Okay. Now, calls for is our shortcut for you.
Okay.
So let's go to that video to learn some more.
Shortcut for you.
Oh, no. These are too many assignments for me to finish.
Don't worry. Captain Homework is here.
Wow. This job really calls for a superhero.
Calls for? No one called me. I heard your cries for help with my super hearing.
To call for something means to need, demand, or require something.
Oh, I see. Call for means 需要, 要求.
Correct. This homework calls for some serious help.
No problem. This is easy work for me.
Really? Then maybe you can help me with my science project, too.
Okay, sure.
And I have a painting to do for art class. Oh, and I have an English essay to write. And then I have to study for my Chinese test.
I think this job calls for a few superheroes.
Hi guys, welcome back. Now, in our last sentence, we talked about these Baker brothers, the Herberts, and they make bread to go with some of their products. And whenever there's bread needed, Tom, the baker, tackles it. Okay? If you tackle something, it means you kind of take on that task or problem or challenge. So if you tackle something, you're the one who does it. For example, we could say, we need to tackle this situation before it gets any worse.
All right, great.
Yeah, we need to deal with it right now.
Now, the article continues saying, Henry, whom Tom calls a meathead, provides his expertise with beef, pork, and all kinds of poultry.
Okay. And he calls him a meathead because he's a butcher?
Yeah, he's always cutting meat, so he's a meathead, which is kind of an insult.
Yeah.
You can really tell that these are brothers that love each other. Now, the last word I mentioned was poultry.
Mm-hmm.
With beef, it comes from cows.
Right.
Pork comes from pigs. And poultry can be different kinds of birds. You know, chickens, ducks, geese.
Turkey.
Sure,
turkey's poultry.
I suppose so.
Okay. We also saw the word expertise, okay? E-X-P-E-R-T-I-S-E, expertise. And this is a noun, and it means expert skill or knowledge. So it says, Tom has expertise in bread and baking, and Harry has expertise in meat and poultry. We could also say, the clever student loves the chance to show off his expertise in history, for example.
All right. The article continues, saying, of course, they can't stand to cooperate and play nice for too long.
Yeah, okay. Can't stand. They hate it. They
can't
stand it at all.
They are brothers after all, and they can work together making delicious dishes, but, you know, if they start talking, they might say something like, you know, I can cook better than you.
What? No way. I can cook much better than you.
Okay, so at first they cooperate. Mm-hmm. To cooperate means to work together. For example, we'll have to cooperate to finish this project on time.
Yep.
And we'll have to cooperate to teach this lesson.
Exactly. And we could probably cooperate better sometimes. Never mind. The article goes on to say the Baker brothers fire up their rivalry with a pie war in each episode, okay? So fire up is a phrasal verb, and here it means to kind of motivate something, to get something feeling like, right, it's time, kind of more enthusiastic. So, for example, if you're a coach of a football team or a baseball team, you could give a speech before the big game and fire up your players, get them good and ready.
All right. So we mentioned this in the opening, and it's the word rivalry. This is what they fire up. They get their rivalry heated with the fire. Mm-hmm. Now, a rivalry is a competitive relationship between two people, teams, or groups that always want to beat the other.
Yes.
So, well, I'm American, so I'll use a baseball example.
Sure.
The New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox have a long rivalry.
Is that true?
It's true. Now, do you think you could give us an English football example
of football.
A rivalry?
Okay.
Or just a professional soccer rivalry?
Let's use two of the bigger teams from the EPL, the English Premiership, Manchester United and Liverpool. They have a very long rivalry, and they always want to beat each other.
Okay. So the article says, whoever makes the tastier pie earns a point. Now, they're talking about the pie war.
Mm-hmm.
And it continues, and they keep track of their scores over the course of the season. Now, the season, because it's a TV show.
Yeah.
So there's a season that goes on for maybe 5 or 10 or 12 episodes.
Okay. We also saw the phrasal verb to keep track of something. And if you keep track of something, you just continue to know what's happening, whether there's something that's changed. So, for example, if it was a sports game, keeping track of the score would just be see who's ahead. Okay, so in the tennis games, maybe you'd keep track of, okay, who's winning at the moment, who's playing well. You could also use it to talk about TV shows. For example, I missed several episodes of the TV show, and I struggled to keep track of the plot. Yeah, if
good
you miss
example.
A few, you'll never know what's like. Hang on, who's he? What happened?
So if you keep track, you follow something closely, you could record, write down the score, and these guys are competitive, so they're remembering
of
who
course,
wins
like,
each week.
I won this one. I'm 2 points ahead.
And because, as the article explains, these guys take a lot of pride in their pies.
Yeah, and the article finishes, this creative competition is funny, interesting, and will definitely make you hungry for more. The word creative, C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E, creative, it can be used in two ways. If someone is creative, then they're good at thinking of something, making things up. But we're using it to describe something. And if something is creative, it's the result of interesting, new, or original thinking. So if the teacher gives you a creative writing assignment, then he's going to go, okay, use your imagination to write this. Be creative.
All right, well, let's get creative and go to our For You chat question.
Okay.
For You chat.
Okay, welcome back. Now, Pat, our For You chat question is, have you ever competed with your friends or family?
Okay, well, the answer to this is a resounding yes, of course, almost all the time. I will definitely compete with my two brothers. You know, as soon as we see each other, we're kind of like, who can make the best insult to kind of show, you know, kind of show who's smarter or funnier. When we play games, it gets very, very competitive. Friends, yes, maybe, again, who can make a funnier joke or who can, I don't know, just do something first or do something better. How about you?
Well, sure, because I had older brothers, well, I still do have older brothers, but when we were kids, we would play games all the time. Mm-hmm. Being the youngest, I would usually lose, so I would always want to play again and again. Now, with friends, actually, competition is a great way to make friends. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really good at one sport, but I tried a lot of different sports. I played on a lot of different teams. And after playing in a game against somebody, win or lose, we could become friends after that. So, you know, a lot of times competition can make friends for you just by interacting with them. So as long as you don't get too upset about losing, or not too big-headed about winning, big brother.
Yeah, competition can also help you to be more creative. That word we used at the end of the article. If you're in a race, a competition, you might be under pressure to win, to think faster, and you might have some really good ideas by doing it, whereas you might not have if there was no pressure to win.
It's funny you say that because we're going to learn about the creative, fabulous Baker Brothers in part two of the lesson. So be sure to come back and join us for part two.
All right, we'll see you then. Bye.
The Fabulous Baker Brothers. Brothers like few things more than competing against one another, even after they've grown up. Tom and Henry Herbert, stars of TLC's The Fabulous Baker Brothers, are no exception. Tom runs a bakery that their family opened in Gloucestershire in the 1920s. Henry, the younger brother, is a butcher and chef right next door. Baking is in these boys' blood. When the Herberts kindly put aside their differences, the results are delicious, made-from-scratch dishes. Nearly all of their dishes call for some kind of bread, a task Tom tackles. Henry, whom Tom calls a meathead, provides his expertise with beef, pork, and all kinds of poultry. Of course, They can't stand to cooperate and play nice for too long. The Baker brothers fire up their rivalry with a pie war in each episode. Whoever makes the tastier pie earns a point, and they keep track of their scores over the course of the season. These guys take a lot of pride in their pies. Their creative competition is funny, interesting, and will definitely make you hungry for more. Vocabulary Review.
Exception. Most of the buildings in the city are modern, but the ancient church is an exception. Poultry. The farmer raises poultry, including chickens and turkeys. Cooperate. These two companies cooperated together in order to create a new product. Fire up. The football players fired up the crowd by waving their hands in the air. Creative. Artists are full of creative ideas that they use for their works.